Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Armour Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Andy Dorimple, and welcome to this week's Armour Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. This week, town branding, Spitfires, and Tosha the Cat. To try and give you a taster of this and some of the other news that has been hitting the headlines in our print titles, and of course online at iomtoday.co.im, I'm joined by Newshound's Sam Turton.
Hello.
Jess Ward.
Hello.
And Distribution's very own Katie Kitchener.
Hello.
Jess, you're back.
I am, yes.
You've been interrailed and you've come out the other side, haven't you?
Only just. I mean, I haven't really brought back any good weather though, so sorry about that.
And you just brought back a shed load of rain, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't bring any sweets either.
No, I didn't. I realised that, but you should, if you had seen my bag, you would have
sympathised.
It was huge, and yeah. I couldn't cope with it.
Now, could you clear up a couple of things? Because I asked you the Chalmers last week where you were.
Oh, yes.
And your path around Europe sounded very chaotic, to say the least.
I think we were... must have been, like, on the end of 24 hours on your Instagram stories.
I think so, yeah. Because I listened to the podcast and I was like, nope, that's wrong.
Or you were already in Venice but still posting about Barcelona.
Yeah, I think so. So I was posted up on Instagram, as you do, and then
so
just
give us your itinerary then.
So it was Porto in Portugal to Madrid, Barcelona, and then to Milan, Venice, and I finished off in Pula, which is in Croatia.
What was that like?
Pula, mm-hmm. Or just the whole thing?
Well, Pula.
Did you step on any sea urchins?
I didn't see any sea urchins.
Didn't you? Did you not? When I was in Pula, it was screaming men because they were picking spines out of their feet from walking on sea urchins.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I was looking at people's footwear and people going in with, like, waterproof shoes.
Yeah, the little coral shoes.
I didn't. I just risked it for a biscuit, you know?
Oh, wow.
But no, Pula was lovely. When we got there, we went down to the beach and we were like, yeah, we're going to, like, sunbathe. And then this huge storm just rolls in and I'm like, oh.
So you did bring the weather back then?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
There was a massive storm when I was in Pula and I was in an apartment where instead of bed sheets you just had towels.
Okay.
So we slept on towels.
I really want to go
in
that more.
Sorry,
yeah.
I feel like we could get so sidetracked. But briefly, best bit of the trip?
I'd say...
Aside from listening to the podcast, obviously.
I mean, that was an absolute highlight. I'd say my favourite place overall was Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the culture there. And, it was just, like, everywhere you walked through the city, something just caught your eye, like Gaudi's kind of creations. The food was really good, but actually I suspect I got food poisoning when I went to a restaurant. I think it was the calamari that got me.
Oh, really?
Ooh, love a bit of squid.
I do.
Yeah, I love it
calamari.
Too. But it was the only thing that was different
to your friends.
To my friends, kind of what she was eating, and
maybe it was water though.
Yeah, well, she said that. She said, because I brought my, I was being very environmentally friendly, brought my little tin bottle
good
with me, was refilling that up, but she told me off and said I had to, drink plastic bottled water, because obviously my body wasn't coping. So something wasn't right, but it's okay, I'm alive. I thought maybe for a second I was going to die, but... There was a moment.
You're really selling interrailing to me there, Jess.
I mean, interrailing was great. I absolutely loved it. And the trains were really clean. And, you know, for such a short amount of time, you get to see so many places. I would say if you can't get to sleep very easily, the overnight train is hell. But if you can, because my friend, she was absolutely fine.
I couldn't.
I had this French lady staring at me. And it was really, really
bizarre.
Were you
not in beds?
Yeah, we were in beds. It was like bunk bed situations. Yeah.
And she's just sort of peering at you.
I think she was in her 70s, I think. And obviously she was out of her comfort zone. And she was just...
And in yours by the sounds of it.
Yeah, definitely. She was just like lying down. So like a stick. She wasn't moving. She was just like staring. She looked so scared. And I was like, okay, I can't go to sleep now. Yeah, so apart from that...
Was she there in the morning?
No, she left.
Was she there at all?
maybe she was
had
a ghost.
A few sambucas or something.
Was this after
sangrias,
the possible food maybe poisoning?
No, this was just before. This was just before. This was a real thing.
Wowzers.
I'm traumatised.
I don't know where we're going to go from here. Katie, good week?
No, I've had the consumption, so I've been in Nigel.
Been in an iron lung.
I've been in Nigel all week, packing leaflets and staying away from everyone.
Quarantined.
I have been quarantined.
Oh, God, and now we're in here.
Now we're all in here.
Lovely. Any exciting happenings in the world of distributions? That was a firm shake of the head.
No.
Sam, good week. Obviously, Jess is back, so obviously the workload will have been spread out a bit more this week.
Yeah, it's good to have Jess back, of course, and it's wonderful.
Enthusiasm. Wow, Sam, you sounded really genuine just then.
Good. So, yeah, it's been a busy week. Had the area plan inquiry kicked off, which is an incredibly dull...
Bloody love a planning story.
It's incredibly dull, but equally incredibly important.
He came over for my highlighters the other day. He's like, Katie, I've got to highlight some areas in the east.
Wowzers.
Right.
Also, Best Little Prison finished last week, so we got a review of what politicians thought of it in the Indy this week.
Anything interesting in that?
Do you know what? A surprisingly large amount of negativity surrounding it.
I mean, there's a surprise. So that was in the Indy?
Independent, yeah.
Independent is worth a read. I have read it. I think you had a response from 8 MHKs and a couple of MLCs, something like that, wasn't
it? Yeah, about that, yeah.
Yeah. We're always good at cross-off figures, aren't we? Before we get into this week's news, we have had a couple of postcards from Jess, haven't we? It's a bit weird you're here with... Well, we've got them, but there you go. Sam, would you like to...
No, we should do mine first because this is in chronological order.
Okay, go
ahead. Because Porto hasn't arrived yet, which is really strange.
Well, Portugal's going to the bottom of the list, isn't it? For speed, ridiculous. So we've got from Madrid. She says, "Hola a todos." Hello, everyone. I'm currently writing this on a train from Madrid to Barcelona, so excuse the smudges. There are a lot of smudges. It was great. Are you using a fountain pen?
No, it was a gel
Quill.
Pen,
okay.
Which was a stupid choice.
Quill.
Little feather.
It was great to see Madrid again, to see my old flatmates also. If you ever wind your way here, I'll give you details of hidden gems like El Tigre, best place for good quality and cheap tapas. So good. Adios, Jess.
I think I... Is that before?
Is that before or after the food poisoning?
That's before. Just before. Yeah.
Sam, so to you. Where are we now?
Milano,
otherwise known as Milan.
And she started off with phrases. Once I get to my favourite impression from any film in history, which is Brad Pitt in film I can't actually use the name of. I've just
Inglourious.
Yeah. Thanks from Tarantino.
Yeah,
that's the one. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Gurlami.
Again, I'm writing this on a train, but the ride is a bumpy one. Views on the front of the postcard, which...
Of the postcard, so lots of buildings.
Or what I would have seen if I hadn't been ill. don't think I've been heeding Katie's advice of hydrate, feel great. Sorry, Katie. Hope you're all fine and dandy. Jess.
Yeah. Nice.
I thought maybe it was dehydration, but...
It wasn't.
I don't think it was.
So we'll look forward to the Portugal instalment, maybe by next week's podcast.
So we've got Porto and Pula to come.
And Venice.
Venice.
Three more.
And Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, and Barcelona.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, four.
Sorry, guys.
Are they all written on trains?
Some of them.
Were you buying the postcards at train stations? Is that why?
No, I wasn't. We just kind of... we got...
Did you use train journeys to catch up on your correspondence?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like in the
old
days.
Well, you know, because you're just like walking around all the time, and then train. Good place.
It's
right.
A good place.
Postcards.
Well, now we've caught up on Jess's interrailing adventures. It's time to look back at some of the stories that have been making the headlines this week. Jess, and you're first off the rank this week with a story about branding.
Yes.
Now, I enjoyed this very much because Grace did some lovely graphics in collaboration with our good
Sam
Samuel
Turtle.
Here. So it's about this. If you want to explain more about this, but I think it is amazing. And we'll go through Sam's suggestions in a minute.
Yeah, so I thought it was a really cool piece. It's essentially the government, so the Department for Enterprise and some like local authorities. They are deciding that, you know, it's time to make... to promote our unique identities. So they're going to start with, Port Erin, Laxey, Ramsey. I realised I sounded really Kiwi there.
Identities?
Peel, Douglas and Castletown. And so they've been giving the authorities, like, little training and some funds towards kind of, a marketing budget. But essentially they're wanting those places to kind of stand out and have their own, their own branding, really.
So Sam, you came up with some what do they call in advertising speak? It's like taglines, isn't it, almost?
Yeah. To be honest, a lot of them were sort of like fag packet down the pub ideas.
Yeah, which no, you say a lot of them they were, weren't they? Yeah. that's where you work mostly. Yeah, yeah. So they were how you think that these. They were a bit tongue in cheek as well, weren't they? Yeah. So what can you remember off the top of your head? What were your favourite?
Well, my favourite one that we did use was Laxing Mine Into Our History.
I quite like that one. They might use that, you know.
Which, if they do use, then I think I should be entitled to.
Like, bit of credit.
Bit of credit, yeah.
The keys to Laxi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd accept them.
Yeah.
Little keys to a shed or something.
Yeah.
I like the, was it Crosby, not Colby? Or
that is a classic mistake.
It was Colby, not Crosby. That actually came from Jacqueline Derbyshire, deputy editor, who used to live in Colby. And said she used to get confused with Crosby.
Right.
So she used to live there and still get confused. Like,
yeah.
Says a lot.
The one we didn't use, which was my favourite, was Jerby.
Yeah.
What?
Home of the Stars.
That's great.
I quite like that. I sort of, you know, the Peel one, which was Home of the Confusing One-Way System or something like that.
Yeah.
I would have maybe changed that, tweaked it slightly to Peel. Come to Peel, see a seal. Then with an asterisk, hopefully.
Little bobbing head.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's clever.
The
I like
problem
that.
With Peel is how do you move away from Sunset City? You just can't
really. Way out west where the sunset's best.
Or yes, or nice. That's in like that's lovely. That or something about ice cream, because that's what I think of when I think
home of ice cream.
The spiritual one, home of ice cream.
One that annoyed me was, but it's sort of like a niche one that you'd have to know a bit about, is that in Foxdale, of course, is the observatory.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say Foxdale, the interstellar state.
Another good one. But Grace made up some lovely graphics for it.
Yeah. So that was in 7 of page 3, was it?
Yeah. Yes.
We've had a suggestion.
Oh, have we?
An actual reader.
An actual reader.
An actual reader wrote into us with his suggestion for Onken.
Okay.
Now, the one we used in the paper was Home of the Island's Best Crazy Golf Course.
Yeah.
Which it
solid.
Is.
Solid, yeah.
He suggested Home of the World's First Holiday Camp, which would be in House Drake Cunningham's camp, which, of course, led to eventually Butlins and that sort of thing around the world. So, in a sense, yeah.
So we did invent Butlins.
Yes.
Okay. Wowzers.
Just
and Pilates and chopping tails off cats for selling merchandise, all sorts of stuff.
No.
I don't think... Is that...
No, they've got no.
A general, I think.
So, essentially, I think what they're trying to do is, like, make sure the DNA of these areas are, like, shown. But it's like making it, instead of just a location, it's a destination. Boom.
Cool. So if I think this is a perfect opportunity to maybe get some more suggestions, Sam. If people want to get in touch with us on the Twitters or the Instagrams, slide into our DMs. Slid into our DMs. Please do. It's at IOM News Podcast. If you've got any suggestions for it. So if there are any areas that we haven't got a slogan for yet. Braddon.
Nope, we haven't got one for Braddon. I haven't got one for Moran.
Well, that's, yeah, Crosby, because Crosby were involved with Colby. What? That's the finishy.
Douglas, I'd like a better one, because we said about the island's only multi-story car parks.
I quite like that one.
I did like it, but I want something better. I want something a bit more punchier.
Yeah.
Where else haven't we got? Mackled.
Mackled.
We should definitely have. Ramsey, we didn't have one.
The sound.
There was one for Ramsey, about a pier, like,
oh, yes.
Two piers. One park, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was on a like rock.
Yeah.
It was.
Manx Rock.
Oh, was, sorry, yes, yeah.
So you can see all them in the Examiner's, yes, page 3. Mm-hmm. They are quite funny, I have to say so myself. So please do send your suggestions in for any you think we've missed. Right, Sam. Now on to a story about a Spitfire.
It's heartwarming.
It is very heartwarming, this. So that's why I've gone down to a slightly hushed tone. About a man and a dream and a Spitfire.
Yeah, you may want to pull up some cocoa while we talk about this. So this is Bob Leith, who lives in Laxey, and he's 84. And since he was 6, he's had a dream to fly a Spitfire.
Right.
He grew up and he saw them over his house in his back garden. He saw 3 Spitfires going off. His mother said, oh, they're going off to fight the Germans. And
in Laxey?
No, he grew up in England, obviously.
Oh, right.
And he now lives in Laxey. And he's always had this dream ever since then of flying a Spitfire. So at the age of 84, it finally comes true. So him and his stepson went off to England, and he got to fly an actual Spitfire.
Wowzers.
Alongside a former Red Arrows pilot as well. So he did a bit of like aero gymnastics stuff with the plane, rolled it about a bit, and then he got to fly it for 10 minutes himself, like actually control the plane.
Wowzers.
And yeah, but it turns out this guy, Bob, has actually got a really cool sort of history of doing these sorts of things, of like mad stuff. Like, he did 2 kilometres of the NSC for his 80th birthday, like 2 kilometres up and down the pool.
Yeah,
in 2 hours.
Wowzers.
I was like, that's...
With what birthday, sorry?
80th
birthday.
That's pretty good going, isn't it?
Yeah. When he was 81, he abseiled down Mackled Lighthouse.
The guy's a legend.
This year, he was the chap, if you remember, the one who abseiled down the grandstand?
Yes, I do remember
that.
That's
him.
He loves throwing himself off things, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he doing this for a charity?
Yes, he was raising money for Manx Love at Home. Mm. I think Adrian's thing, he's raised a few £1,000 already. But they were saying about just off the Spitfire thing, before he got off the ground, he'd raised 300, and people responded to him for various other things to do with that. But in total, he's raised several £1,000 for.
Wowzers. Good on you, Bob. So you can read the full story in the Indie this week, page 11.
Yep.
It's well worth a look. I presume there's some lovely pictures of him in the Spitfire.
Oh, there's a cracking picture of him in the Spitfire, yeah.
Closest I've come for a Spitfire is a Spitfire ale. And it's a solid 6.5 out of 10.
I used to have them little metal toys, you know, metal planes you could get. I used to have a set of them.
Airfix.
Yeah.
Boy, always do them in a well ventilated area. I'll tell you that story one day.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
Right, this week's sports story is about, it's this time of year, Sam. I'm going to set a scene for you. The leaves are starting to change colour. Almost go to the colour of your beard, you know, slightly autumnal. You have an autumnal beard.
What he means is ginger.
This is grey, you can't say anything.
Ooh. Oh!
Cat's got clue.
And the leaves are obviously falling. There's a bit of a nip in the air. There's rain, you know, as usual.
Jess has brought with her
from Croatia.
My bad.
And the winter sports are starting. You know, Sam will be injured again within 2 weeks of the football season.
Get out the crutches.
The rugby season, of course, starts tomorrow. But it's also the first weekend of the hockey season, the mixed hockey season. You ever played hockey, Jess?
I just find the whole concept of that sport terrifying. I mean, it's like angry women with sticks.
Men and women.
Oh, yes, I know, but like... well, obviously, I'd just be playing...
No, you play mixed. It's men's and women's hockey.
I don't know. The women seem a bit more scary.
Have you ever played hockey?
Only at school. I was angry woman with stick. I loved it.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You ever think of taking up the stick again?
I'm worried I would be one of those people who genuinely beat someone to death with a stick.
Ooh, that sounds like there's some... unresolved issues that you're tackling there. Sam, have you ever played hockey?
I did PE GCSE and we did it for like a term. Mm. And I went in net for most of that time. And
that's it. You get like loaded. You,
when you say that, I basically wore like the shin pad things and that chest thing and that was it.
You don't have a helmet?
No. I couldn't see out of it.
Explains a lot.
We had basically the helmets were either too small or too big. So I just sort of went with that. It's fine.
Nearly made a really crude joke then, but I didn't. Right, so the hockey season starts tomorrow. And, so there's lots of action across the four divisions. I think there's games at the Castle Rushen, Ramsey Grammar and NSC. So if you want to see some mixed hockey action, Jess, you look mortified at the thought, to be honest.
Terrified.
Yeah, please do get yourselves down. There's a full preview on this week's Manx Independent and next week's Alaman Examiner. We'll have all the action from the weekend.
Have you ever watched hockey, though? Like, I actually sat and watched it. Really good.
No, I don't think I have. No.
Give it a try. It's really entertaining.
On that bombshell. Right, Samuel, this week in history, again, we haven't gone that far back, well, a mere decade, to the Examiner of September 15th, 2009. A busy pair front page. What caught your eye that week?
Well, the first thing that actually caught my eye was Memories of the Dog's Home, 20 years after it was knocked down, which, of course, is the former pub of probably the island's most famous landlord.
Correct.
My mum used to work there.
She worked.
Your friend, Mrs. Kitchener.
Mrs. Kitchener. Lovely to have you listening again, Mrs. Kitchener. Yeah, Robert McAleenan's pub that was. Senior, of course. Mm. He had it back then. But aside from that, there's one here which is Visitor's First Impression of Our Island. What a welcome. And it was how Douglas was... If you think back about 10 years ago, it is about right, Central Douglas was very run down area. It didn't look its best. And from then to now, that pub's gone and it's become the Barbary Coast, and that fence has gone and nothing else has changed.
Yeah.
Still
a nice look.
Did you read Adrian's description of it?
No, but...
some of them are hilarious.
Worse still is the so-called town square, an uninviting Soviet-style concrete plaza, complete with abandoned water feature, fronted by a gravel plot.
He said also in here, like, next door the shored up building on Regent Street would not have looked out of place in the Blitz. Absolutely.
Big fan, agent. Big fan. So it was always about how visitors don't really get the weren't really getting the best impression of Douglas when they first arrived in the Isle of Man.
No.
Do we think things have improved? Obviously, you've said that obviously the bus station site has improved a little bit. Obviously, the Barbary Coast and stuff like that, but it is still essentially.
Which, in a, to be fair, the Barbary Coast has tidied up that area a lot.
Yeah,
it has sort of dragged the area along with it.
The other pictures that were on the front page that week was, of course, the site next to Lord Street on the other side of the road, opposite. I think it's upmost, isn't it, on Walpole Avenue?
Yeah,
where the police station was.
Yeah, which. Even back then was going to be a new 4-star hotel with all sorts in it. It was going to have a casino and everything. And that's something that I believe I wrote about 8-9 months ago now, was back in the pipelines.
But that was back on the other side of the road, wasn't it?
No, this is on the same side. This is the this is what is known as the Middlemarch site.
Yeah.
Which there was there's a lot of history involved in that site, involving loans and deals with the Sefton Group. There's a lot went on with that site. But this is part of what they were looking to do, is to move from the palace site now into there.
Right.
And even back then they were talking about this, but then of course the economy had a massive... This is about, just under a year into the economic crash, or just over a year. So things were starting to really just... were showing that they weren't going to get very quickly approved. So...
Jess,
I'm in a mess of explaining that, sorry.
No, but obviously you have family and friends that visit to the Isle of Man. Are they struck by how grotty it is, or do they think, oh, that's a lovely place?
I wouldn't say the latter. I suppose they just see it as a bit of a run-down place. And I mean, it's not a nice entrance, really. A lot of people have said that in our kind of like Vox Pops and public opinion pieces before. They said that it's the gateway... and yet, you know, it's not very inviting.
So we're of course talking about this central Douglas site, as you say, around the sea terminal area, around the harbour. Mm-hmm. And the harbour itself, in the marina, that's come on loads, isn't it? That's lovely.
One side of the harbour just looks gorgeous. Mm. Lots of businesses, restaurants, cafes, really clean and just nice looking. And then you've got everything else, which just looks a shambles.
So what we're saying is it's a work in progress. 10 years
progress.
On, still going. But we're going maybe in the right direction?
Yeah. I mean, as things go, Douglas is like the Arsenal of the Isle of Man. Constantly getting there, improving. It'll get there one day.
It's just a slow burner, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's a very good analogy, that.
Other things on the front, though, I liked was the Hairy Biker's Meal.
Hairy Biker's Meal, your last token inside, so we must have been in a competition to have dinner with the Hairy Bikers.
Which I can't think of a greater evening. Have you ever watched the Hairy Bikers?
They're hilarious.
Even their show where they both went on a diet was ridiculously entertaining, because it was them two just trying to find food that they didn't hate. And I absolutely loved it. Like, they're really entertaining fellas.
My dad bumped into them at Robinson's and absolutely fangirled.
Did he?
Can't imagine your dad fangirling.
He was over the Hairy Bikers. He was like, guess who I'm at?
There was a story about a Manx hero getting military cross after the Taliban fight. So that was Lieutenant Jim Adamson, was awarded the medal for his service in
Afghanistan.
Yes, of course. I did the Taliban, I'm very prominent there. So that was a story about him. Sam, was there anything else that caught your eye?
Well, I thought it was quite interesting because I read that story, and later on it said that, like, basically the scenario, and it said that he was with Mortifier, he was moving up Shallow Stream to link up with one of the other sections when two Taliban fighters emerged 5 metres in front of him firing a machine gun. And so he kind of went in with his bayonet, I think.
Wowzers, close combat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Other stories?
Well, there's Cronkbourne. There's St John's 96 victory run over Cronkbourne in the cricket final.
In the Standard Bank League Cup, yes, of course.
There was traffic chaos on the first day of the new school term. But then, of course, there was a cat.
There was a cat. We mentioned it at the start of the podcast. Tosha the cat.
Yeah. Do you remember Tosha the cat?
I remember him, yes. Of course, still, I did. I spent a lot of time with Tosha.
Still decorated on the... the old NSC over there.
So this was a story in 2009 about Tosha, who of course was the Manx Youth Games. Not actually, this is the Manx Youth Games. It was the Isle of Man Commonwealth.
No, it says it's the mascot to represent the Manx Youth Games.
I think that might have been a mistake.
On the front page of the Isle of Man Examiner.
Because I'm pretty sure Tosha, if it is Tosha, was used to for the Commonwealth Youth Games in 2011, which we hosted. And this, I think, was the design of him, his design being announced in 2009, 2 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But fun fact about Tosha, if you have a Tosha £2 coin, which were minted at the time, I don't know if you've got any in your home, they're going for obscene amount of money online at the moment.
When we say obscene, what are we talking?
Hundreds and hundreds of pounds. There's one up there for a couple of grand at the moment.
What? A Tosha coin?
Yeah, most of them are a few hundred pounds. So if you've got any at home in your piggy banks, get them up on eBay or other online auctions are available.
I've got a tin I collect weird coins in because you just think that they are. You know when you're going for your coins, like, and you get one? Like that Peter Pan one that's going around at the minute.
Yeah.
I've got one of them and I was looking at that and they are, like, some of them on eBay are going for a good amount of money despite the fact that they're actually quite widely in circulation.
Yeah. I've got one with Peter Rabbit on it, which I think is pretty.
That's
pretty
only going to go up in value, that, Jess. But yes, if you've got Tosha coins at home, maybe time to cash in on them.
A Manx £5 coin, actually. We did a few of them a while ago.
Someone's
doing
well.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I also found it interesting how we had our letters page starting on the front page too. And this person was saying that he thinks that digital television is a dead loss. I'm like, okay.
It's not corn, is it, really?
No.
Well, there you go. 10 years. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Well, I thought we also advertised birth, marriages and deaths on page 6. I think we should return to having them that early in the paper.
Well, this, of course, when the Examiner was a broadsheet. Mm. Now we are, of course, in the world of the tabloids, which is half the size. But yes, it was a very busy front page that week. Right, Manx Word of the Week, Katie. Now, before we look ahead to this week's, let's recap last week's.
Okay, so last week we had a word we could actually all say.
Well, it was because Butcher of Languages wasn't here. Go on, have a crack. Give us a laugh.
Fia clair.
That wasn't bad, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded nice. Yeah, so we've actually... I did just forget what this word meant, mm-hmm. which you've all witnessed, mm-hmm. but it meant dentist.
Huh. Why?
If anyone could help me remember why I picked dentist. What was it to do with the front page?
Possibly. To be fair, last time we talked about dentists was when I was on holiday and I had to have a tooth out.
Oh, that could be it.
But that was like 3-4 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
because last week we were talking about, like, traffic...
Pedestrian crossing. Which caused a lot of chat in the workman office this week.
Toucan crossing.
You knew it straight away, Jess. Boom. We asked Jess what it meant crosses. Straight away.
Puffing?
No, I don't.
Listen to
just
last week's
the
toucan. Yeah. Okay, so what's this week's?
Another easy word to say, which you've automatically just said wrong a minute ago.
So what? Go on in, Jess.
Well, it does look like Smeagol, but it's not. I say it's Smeggle.
Smeggle, okay.
Smeggle
rock. Let's have a listen to how the culture van and lads say it.
Smeggle.
Okay, so that was not bad effort. So we'll find out. Will you even remember next week?
I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
Red Dwarf.
No.
Have you never seen Red Dwarf? They always say Smeg because you weren't allowed to swear on TV at that time.
Yes.
So they always say Smeg.
Okay.
That also means something.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So it doesn't mean red dwarf.
I give you a slight clue. I think it's a body part.
You think it's a body part?
Yeah.
Do you not have one of these?
I was looking through a lot of body parts today and learning
what?
The names for them. No, on the Culture Bannon website.
Oh.
Listening to all the different Manx words for body parts.
That does actually a conversation we had in the office before.
It does tie in a bit with that conversation.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So if you want to find out what Smeggle is, we think it means next week.
Not the Hobbit.
Hopefully, Katie will remember by then.
Yeah.
That's almost it for this week. Jess, you got much coming up next week?
Yeah. So I will be my usual public opinion piece, and we'll be asking people what would they like to see in terms of nightlife in the island. Ooh. So we've got a...
Good topic.
We've got a pizza vending machine out. That's kind of contributes to the whole...
I would hardly say that's a night out, but there you go.
It's an experience. But, yeah,
well,
so...
Well, it is a night out for Jess. She has to come all the way up from Balasala.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I have to get my passport out.
Sounds.
Get across the border.
I'd be interested to see what suggestions you get for that, so we'll hear about that in the examiner next week, and of course, yes, next week's podcast as well. Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Anything else on there?
So at the moment, just the little bits, like so Lexi School have been planting loads of trees in Bellinet Park, and also the police cadets are having a weekend of fun at Ardwallan with the UK cadets coming over, so that sounds cool.
A lot of cadets and a lot of fun.
It's cadet crazy this week.
Casey, much coming up?
Yes, it's a very busy week because on Tuesday, when The Examiner comes out, it will feature the latest edition of Destination Isle of Man.
So it's good to read that.
Yep, so that's the 9th edition. So it'll be in The Examiner from the 17th of September. And this one is family focused. Mm-hmm. So lots of case studies and lots of great photos from around the island. And of course, it will be available online as well, as with our digital editions.
I was just going to say, for those people that haven't picked up one of the previous editions of Destination Isle of Man, it's all about people that have moved to the Isle of Man and their stories about why they're here and why they enjoy it and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's basically, it just shows what a great place the Isle of Man is to live in and work in, and it is a really nice looking product.
Very good. Sam, much on your plate this week?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I'm off to the Food, Fisheries and Farming Awards.
So is it Best Wellies and...
Welly Boots
and Tweed Jacket tomorrow night, is it?
Well, there will be a Tweed Jacket.
And your Peaky Blinders hat?
Yes.
Right. Let's not start calling it that, please. I don't like that show, and I don't like the hats being called
What did Peaky Blinders do to you?
It's just an awful show.
Oh, gosh. To be fair, when I watched the first episode, I just got bored.
What is wrong with that's you two?
Don't good. At me. People say that now, I don't know what it means, but don't at me. There you go. What else have we got on? Actually, I'm looking forward to what Adrian's got on. He's got a interview with Chief Minister about the Isle of Man's Brexit plans.
Ooh.
Because the UK has gone mental, let's face it. Mm. So that's, we're going to find out all about that in Tuesday's Examiner as well.
Do you think it's extended beyond getting loads of toilet roll, sword, and maybe some tin goods?
Well, have you seen the plans?
And a book of ripped up or something?
Have you seen the Yellowhammer documents that have been released by the British government, no, which involves the idea of building a bridge?
A bridge what? To where?
A bridge from Ireland to the UK.
Ooh. No.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
This has been like on the Mail Online all day and stuff.
Be like the Isle of Man flyover.
Yeah, so we're thinking that it may centre that the Isle of Man's going to be like the centre of the customs and excise thing.
Oh.
Who knows? That could happen. We could return to the good old days of getting the Peggy out from down Castletown, smuggling in and out of the island. It could be great.
So do we think the bridge would join into either side of us?
Well, at the minute, it's definitely...
And like, then a super highway through the middle of the island.
At the minute, it's very, very far away from us, but you never know. It could be...
Could move in the tide, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Of course, this is all pure speculation at the moment.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's about it for this week's podcast. Please do get in touch with us throughout the week at IRM News Podcast on Twitter and, of course, Instagram. We love getting our DMs slid into, don't we?
We love it, yeah.
We love it.
We live for it.
Good to have you back, Jess.
Yeah, it's been good to be back. Yeah,
butchering the
see
language.
See your faces. yeah, that too.
Right, until next week.
Bye for now.